Have you ever wondered about your drinking water and how safe it is? Well, H2O Health in Prescott Valley wants you not only to have drinking water, have safe drinking water, but wants to educate you on Arizona water. Okay, we all drink water. We all drink water probably out of the tap or out of a bottle, but do you know the water you're drinking? Well, that's where Vicki comes in, H2O Health, who is a four-time, I get to say, Business of the Year here in Prescott, which is really cool and amazing. But also what I love, Vicki, is education on water drinking, which is so important. And I know we can sit there and go, well, I have a filter, I got this, I got that. But really, getting our water checked is so important. And so that's what you do here. You want people to be healthy, especially starting at the first thing, and that's drinking water. So tell me a little about H2O Health and how it all came about.
So, Brad, I was a lab technician. I worked in three U.S. hospitals. And when I saw the chemicals showing up in human blood, I couldn't believe it. Like embalming fluid.
Embalming fluid? And people who are just...
Alive.
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 Okay.
I'm like, how is embalming fluid getting in people's blood? And then we discovered how. It was, of course, because we bury people in the ground. And, of course, they're deteriorating and everything's getting in the groundwater. That's why we started cremating people in America.
I didn't know that.
And
that's very interesting. You just said something there, is that things that we put in the ground are going to eventually be in our drinking water, because there's water flowing under our you know, areas that we live in and everything like that. That's why it's always never dumped stuff into the ground.
That's right. That's why we don't pour paint in the water, you know, sewage system, because all the cities in America can recycle a certain percentage of sewage water and recycle it and put it back out our taps. Well, they're not taking everything out. They can't. It would cost so much money, we couldn't afford to pay our water bills. So it's kind of up to us. And we're kind of fortunate that we, at our age, we can test our water. Our parents couldn't. They had no choice.
So, and that's something that you do here. You test water. I know you're going to show me that in just a few minutes. But let's talk about what H2O Health does in the way of pretty much the store and also filters, because that's one thing that's going to do this. And it's not like the little filter you get, you know, for your coffee. You're talking about some very important filters here, right?
Yeah, not the little filter that's in the refrigerator either.
Wow.
Because that's mainly going to knock down chlorine, a few things like that. But that's not nowhere near. The bigger the filter, the better the filtration.
Yeah, and that's why we have a system right here with the very thing. This is for a house.
This is for a whole house.
A whole house that goes through. But you make them for RVs. You make them for traveling too? Because I heard this is very important, that you do want to watch your water when you're traveling from city to city, because everything's different and it can make you sick.
Completely.
Wow, that's amazing. So you have a traveling one, the little ones, and,
right.
And this is so great. Why are you doing this?
Well, I love seeing people healthy. And when I did work in a hospital, I saw too many people losing their battles to things like the big C. And the reason they can't beat it, you can't beat it when you feed it.
Yeah.
You gotta quit feeding it. It doesn't matter what its name is, all diseases and disorders are all caused by cells that are sick. Well, what makes cells sick? Toxins and poisons make our cells sick. And if they're sick, we're sick. So I went to buy a system for my family. I had five kids. Nobody made one good enough for me. So I said, well, mother, you know, of invention is necessity, so here I am.
There it is, and you have it right here. The other part that I like is that you also teach classes here. So, can we go back and talk a little about that?
Sure.
All right, come on, let's go. Okay, Vicki, you have a test for me. So, this is going to be very interesting, I heard.
Very interesting.
Okay, tell me what we're going to do.
So, this is tap water.
Okay.
And we're going to show you how you are absorbing things that are in the water.
All right. Let's go ahead and pour it in there. All right, there we go. Okay, so this is regular tap water.
This is regular tap water. These are chlorine detection drops, and we're going to put five drops in here. If it turns yellow, it means there's chlorine in this water, which we know there is. This is city water. All city water has chlorine in it.
Okay. And we'll do this here. Ooh. And is the darker it goes mean the more chlorine that's in there?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Usually it's a yellow-type color, and when it's dark like that, when it's hot, of course, like it is now, they over-chlorinate it because bacteria loves heat and dark and moist.
Right. And then when they take it out, when they don't do a lot of it, it's usually the wintertime.
That's right. So okay. Now you're going to take a shower in that same water. This is the same water. You can do any of these tests at home that we do here.
Yeah. Leaking there. Like,
don't get it drippy.
Okay. So you want me to put three fingers in here?
You're going
to
put three fingers in there. You're taking a shower.
Okay. So I won't take a long shower. How's that? I'll take a short shower.
Today, take a short shower.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you normally take...
Yeah, I take long showers.
Yeah.
So.
And do you usually use hot water or cold water? Or
hot water.
Between? Hot
hot water.
Do you have a swimming pool, too?
No, I don't.
Oh.
So, no, just the shower. That's probably why I take long showers.
We use this in swimming pools, too.
Yeah.
So watch this. So you've been in there about 10 seconds. Most people take a shower longer than 10 seconds.
Right.
Right? I mean, so let's see if there's any chlorine in here now.
Okay.
So we're going to put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I put 6 in the last.
Did you?
Put one more.
All right.
One for extra benefit.
Take a new stick and so everyone knows that. All right.
Enter that.
Ooh. Okay. That means the chlorine is on me?
Exactly. You absorbed every bit of that chlorine just like that in that water.
Crazy.
And you're not just absorbing the chlorine. You're absorbing all these things that are in water today.
Oh, my goodness. That's why it's so important to go to the class, check out the store, and, of course, get the things you need. And it's so important, even to the point where you do have water that people can come and get, too, if they want to have water while they're getting things changed out the house, maybe getting a new filter.
Exactly. And we give away 15 gallons of our water to anybody that walks in our store.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, tell everybody where they can find out more about the store.
We're in the Prescott Gateway Mall, and our website is h2ohealth.com. Our phone is 928-899-7504.
There you go. And, of course, good water.